and welcome to another hot bowl full of jambalaya. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
And today we got kind of a fun show for everybody tonight. All three of you listening right now. At least I think it's going to be pretty fun. Mostly because I'm the person that thought of it, and I have nothing but good
ideas.
Took
some PCP, so it's definitely going to be fun.
Oh, me, you too?
Also, there's 7 people that listen to our podcast, according to our last statistics.
Oh, shit. Okay, moving up in the world. Now we got to get an Instagram account and get some topless photos of me and Matt.
Okay. You should go ahead and get an Instagram account before somebody takes a name.
And thank you. In case you're wondering who that was, we have 2 guests joining us. One of them you already know because he's been on the podcast previously. Introduce yourself.
I'm Jack.
Jack, where are you from?
I'm from... do you guys say Memphis here?
can you say that?
We let people know where we are, yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm in Memphis now, but I guess what Kyle wants me to say is that I'm originally from Japan.
Thank you, Jack.
I grew up there.
Jesus, is that so goddamn hard? It's very important to the content of this show.
It's like the Aziz Ansari thing. Hey, where are you from? Oh, North Carolina.
No, but where are you from?
What do you mean?
And this other gentleman, hold on, wait. Let me give you some build-up. And this other gentleman...
Hey, Kyle, who are you introducing?
Shut up, Cody.
Oh.
What's up, Lyndon?
Hey, Lyndon.
What's up? I'm back, returning from parts unknown.
And in this corner.
I was going to say that this gentleman clearly needs no introduction and then allow Lyndon to introduce himself, but you guys fucked all that up, so thanks.
His name
thanks
is Hove. H to the O-V. So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about a very pertinent issue that I feel is very important.
Are we not doing the spoonful of heroin?
We're not doing the spoonful of heroin.
What is that? I'm kind of interested in what that is.
It's not a thing. Don't pay attention to Matt right now. He's on PCP.
Chasing the dragon.
Don't worry about him. Just put that straight into the jambalaya. We don't even need to put it in this.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
But actually.
Hey, Matt. Do you have anyone?
Hey, yeah. Check that cabinet right behind you.
Oh, cool. But actually, what we're going to be talking about today revolves a question. A question that will aim towards, I don't know, Jack.
Okay.
Jack.
This is so natural.
I'm sorry I couldn't prepare a more natural sieg into the topic.
Sieg?
It's a sieg. I will continue to use that term. But anyway, Jack.
Yes.
Why are there so many white people in anime? Or why do anime characters look so goddamn white, Jack?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Clearly you do.
Because to me, they look like anime characters who are Japanese.
Well, that's not true. I mean, okay, I'll agree with you in the fact that just like, I mean... I guess if I moved to Japan and like got Japanese citizenship, I would be quote unquote Japanese.
I guess you would, yeah.
I agree with you in that sense.
Look,
you would instantly sprout blue hair and purple eyes.
I was about to say that. There's a lot of purple and blue and green hair that's not natural.
So quick answer so we can end the show in about 5 minutes.
Oh, cool. I was hoping to get out of here.
No. So I guess the quick answer for me is that I grew up watching anime a lot. And all those characters have various ways of looking. They all look pretty different. It all depends on who's writing them. So it never occurred to me that they might not look Japanese to other people when I was a lot younger.
What Jack is trying to say is that he is indeed colorblind.
I never thought of him as like, oh, look, those look like white people or those look like Japanese people. I was like, oh, his name is Senbei. It's Japanese person.
He's a lion.
I'm going to be like, that was kind of, okay, so for, I guess, purposes of simplicity, I'm just going to limit the conversation to, well, examples of shows where the characters and the plot like revolves around characters who are actually Japanese that like take place in Japan.
Yeah, I was having a similar conversation with a buddy the other day. about Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying Dragon Ball is kind of a bad example to bring up because they're, you know, it might be Earth.
I was going
to
say, where does that even happen?
They don't say what country they're from or anything except for, like, you know, really Goku.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even from a country. It's from a different planet.
Yeah, and I wonder, would you say that, like, spiky hair looks like any particular culture or race? Because there's no country you go to and everybody has like the crazy long ass hair and that shit.
Wait till you go to Japan.
Okay, it's not a good example, but what about Chi Chi?
I was gonna say Bulma.
Wait, no, Bulma doesn't count, but Chi Chi, that's a good one.
Chi Chi? Like, I mean, if I was to guess, she would be more than likely a Chinese lady.
Yeah, like, but like, you're guessing from her, are you guessing from her name or her appearance?
Name and appearance.
Okay, because I would guess that just from her name.
Mainly from what her dad looks like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Ox King?
Yeah, the first armor that he has on, like, it seems a little Chinesey, doesn't it?
But, ooh, even better example. Like, the Ox King himself looks like fucking John Goodman. Like, he doesn't, like, look
really?
Like a genuine Japanese person. He looks like bearded John Goodman.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have thought that at all.
I would imagine Roseanne popping up in an anime now.
Dan!
Yeah. I think it's one of those things to where you wouldn't... It's the same thing like you're saying, Jack. If it's on Earth, but then kind of nowhere, you don't think about it. But if it's like set at a school in Japan or something, and it's actually about Japanese culture or something, then it's more relevant. Like, yeah. I'd question how many animes do you feel like are actually about Japanese culture or involve it into an important degree?
I'm glad you asked that question because that actually involves. Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, I would say watch any slice of life anime. And boom, you have a Japanese culture. Well, kinda, like I say Japanese culture, it's a resemblance of Japanese culture because you never should look at anime and be like, oh man, that's what Japan is exactly like. Because in college, you will meet so many people who are just like
you will meet. They flock to you. It's white on rice.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. You know what? That was actually good. That was good. I enjoyed that. I mean, it was super racist.
That was incredibly racist.
You felt like you should be offended, but at the same time, you're like...
But I applaud the creativity that went into that comment. I don't applaud racism or approve of racism.
I don't approve of it either, but I do laugh a lot about, especially towards me, I guess. I'll just say, if I hear anything racist towards me about being Japanese, I would probably laugh. Like, if I don't already make enough jokes about them myself, then yeah, I'll probably laugh at Japanese racist jokes. But no, racism is not fun.
Well, okay, so I have a question then.
Okay.
Well, I hate the Boston Marathon.
I was going to say...
I feel like I've used that before.
Yeah, it was in the last one.
Cody, continue your question.
No.
Continue. Don't let them deter you.
I'm just wondering if there's like anything that you'd see in a slice of life anime where you go like, that's a trope, but then that's like incredibly inaccurate, or you feel like it doesn't really... It's just kind of something that's about Japanese culture that's just in the anime that you feel like that's not representative.
That I can think of?
Yeah.
Probably not. I can't. I don't think I can. Because, you know, it's not like...
Because it's all real.
It's written...
There's no zombies in Japan.
I mean, it's written by Japanese people.
Yeah.
And they know what school life in Japan was like. So I don't think there'll be anything that's like... It might... Like, not every school in Japan has, like, the same things you do. Sure. But for the most part, what you go through in those slice of life anime is probably, like, pretty accurate to what regular people in Japan do. Not, like, what the main... Don't pay attention to what the main characters do and how their slice of life is, because that's probably nothing like what anyone in Japan has gone through. But what the what the mob characters do in those anime shows is probably accurate.
Well, in those
like uniforms, yeah, uniforms are like some elementary schools have it. My elementary school didn't have it, but when you go into middle school and high school, then yeah, you're definitely gonna have uniforms. That's so. Yeah, that's
okay. A little off topic, but Jack just I'm just going to need you to define some terms real quick. Okay,
sure. First off. Before you go into that, I have one question about a trope, I guess.
Okay.
Why is it then in like those slice of life animes, the gym teacher is like almost always in a full tracksuit with a kendo stick?
Oh. That's just a stereotype for gym teachers.
Okay.
But the tracksuit thing, that's like in Japan they call those jerseys. I don't know why they do. Huh. It's not really a jersey. I see a basketball jersey and think that's a jersey. But in Japan, those full tracksuits are all called just jerseys.
Okay.
And that's because each school has their own, like, it's like, well, I'll just say gym clothes to be easier, but each school has their own gym clothes, and that teacher will more than likely wear, something that will, something like their gym clothes, really.
That makes sense.
So, but okay. The kendo stick part, that probably won't pass nowadays. That's like a very old thing where...
If you need to beat a student.
That is exactly what it was. Cause, okay, so
are you serious?
Yeah, because when I was going to elementary school in Japan, I only went for the first grade.
Okay.
But I do remember, like, my older cousins that went to, like, that were older than me. I remember them getting their ass whooped by it with those kendo sticks.
They're trying to beat excellence into you.
I don't know about that. They were also in kendo, though.
So it's not just no, like...
It's like they wouldn't have any of their armor on. If they saw him slacking, they'd be like, whack!
I thought you were about to say, like... Well, because I was originally thinking just like, there's a reason why they have the kendo stick, because like they do the sport of kendo. They don't just walk around with the kendo stick at basketball practice or some shit like that.
I don't know if this really happens, kendo. But a real, like, when I was a kid, a stereotypical image of me going into, like, the school's front gate was that there was always a teacher with a kendo stick waiting for you to come in, and if they saw you doing something wrong, they'll just smack the hell out of you. I did have that image in my head. That never happened to me, but I did have that image, and I think it has a lot to do probably with like manga and anime.
# bring back corporal punishment to America. That's what these kids need.
Probably not.
He's a general now.
That's solid. Along the same lines, but is sort of a bit off topic. I mean, it's on topic, but it's not on this topic. But it's on that topic.
Okay.
I mean, because we shifted from why are anime characters so white to what's life like in Japan?
Do kids still get paddled in school?
You mean here?
Yeah, here.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I would doubt it.
I've only witnessed it once in my whole, like, school years.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, in elementary school, like, a lot of kids getting paddled.
What?
Yeah.
Did you go to a Catholic school?
No, I went to Snowden.
Oh.
I mean, when I say a lot of kids, I mean, like...
Yeah, that's funny, because the only place I saw somebody get paddled was in Snowden Middle School.
That was
the only time. I went to Idlewild, and they did not paddle kids there.
I mean, my buddy, I know he got paddled at least twice there. And, you know, just, like, hearing about other kids, probably, like, I mean, in my time there, I mean, I say a lot, but it... I mean, I feel like, you know, between 5 and 10 is a lot.
The only time I've ever seen a student getting beaten by someone is that student's parent came up to the school and beat the kid in front of the class.
If we can include that, then I saw that happen twice.
Oh, okay.
I saw that happen once. It was pretty funny. Like, you totally deserved it.
I didn't, Mom. I didn't. No! I think the school that we went to because I had two brothers that went there, at some point the teachers could have more leeway and actually like grabbing kids and be like, stop, or like, I don't know, more corporal punishment. But at a certain point when we got there, because it's like a private Catholic school, they stopped. And then it would be the thing to where like the English teacher was, and if you try to sue me, everything's in my wife's name, so you sue my wife. So it's like that's there was an issue they were thinking of.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
I will say So I saw one kid get paddled in Snowden, and it was the teacher's son. So how is that? Is that okay? I guess in that case, I saw a parent paddle his teacher twice, not, and never a teacher paddle a student.
Oh.
Man, that's embarrassing.
Oh, man, it was weird.
I guess you can't be a cool kid.
But if you want to know why?
Is beating your ass. She's also the teacher, so.
Man, shit. Yeah, can I go to a different school?
I'm imagining he was wearing sunglasses when his mom started spanking him, and he just kept him on.
Yeah. That's too cool.
The cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Stop it, Bob.
But you want to know why those kids were getting beaten? You want to know the real reason?
Why?
Because whenever they watched an anime, they would always ask, why do these Asian characters look so goddamn white? That is why those kids are getting beaten.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they look that white.
Yeah, I think it just depends. It depends on which anime. Because the ones that are set in, like, high schools just look like kids running around the high school.
Okay, I was thinking, you're not the first person to ask me that.
Yes.
And to them, I also said they don't look white.
All right, so here's the... Okay, so I feel like that is usually... Because you're not the only person I've asked this question to.
Yeah.
And that is usually the answer that they give, like, that they don't look white. But
Are you thinking of, like, traits of white people? Like, blue eyes,
no,
blonde
I'm
hair?
Okay, so I wouldn't think of that. And okay, so usually in almost every anime I see, I would probably agree with Jack that they like are not intended to look white. They just look like animated characters. But in almost every show I've seen, there are a handful of characters who, in juxtaposition to like the main characters who look pretty, who have very white features. Though the other characters like have very intentionally Asian looking features, people.
Exactly which anime you're referring to?
Huh?
I know exactly which anime. You're to.
What but am I talking about, Jack?
It's about Code Geass.
Okay, so yes, Code Geass, my favorite anime ever. I'm not even gonna try and walk away from it. Probably is my favorite anime ever. So they have the main character, who is a British person, who...
Excuse me, it's Britannia.
I'm sorry, my bad.
I don't know if that would still make you British or not, but yeah.
But in juxtaposition to that character, they have an actual Japanese character whose name is very Japanese, Suzaku Kudarugi, who does not look fucking Japanese at all. But next to him... they have another character who is a supporting character who is Japanese who looks super fucking Japanese. So why? Why would you do that?
Did Suzaku have brown eyes? Or
brown
now
hair.
He had green eyes.
Green eyes? Did he have green eyes?
He had brown hair and green eyes.
Yeah. So I would say brown hair is not so uncommon in Japan, especially amongst people who dye their hair. There are people in Japan who want to dye their hair blonde too.
I believe you.
And I guess not exactly a counter argument, exactly. But if you look at any other anime and then see anime characters like blue, purple, yellow hair, that's not exactly realistic either.
Yeah. No, it's not.
But I still see those characters
as
probably Japanese characters if they're taking place in Japan. Yeah.
And then it doesn't even stop with the Japanese characters. They will have Once again, Code Geass, they have a Chinese character who looks like fucking Fabio. And then they will have another Chinese character who looks like an actual Chinese person. But the one who looks like Fabio is the main character. And the other characters... Oh, shit! That's something that I just realized. Like, whenever you see, like, I guess the mob characters, I guess... people who live in Japan, they look Japanese. Like, they actually look Japanese. But the main characters who are supposed to be Japanese don't look Japanese.
I mean, do they look Japanese or do they look like members of the Yakuza?
How many tattoos do they have?
I'm going to say this. I'm very offended by that. As a member of the Yakuza, no.
I will say, like, anytime an anime shows a Yakuza member, they look like a Yakuza member. That's something I haven't really thought about. But I don't know. They want to make the character that has a lot to do with the story stand out, I guess. So they make him look different from. They're just making him look different from.
And the best way to stand out is to be a white man.
No, that's not. No. That's not what I'm trying to get to. Just because the name brought up, so Code Geass, Lelouch is the main character, and I guess the antagonist is Suzaku.
Kind of.
He's against him. They don't know it, I guess, right. But they're against each other. So, are we gonna make this guy look like every other Japanese kid, or are we gonna make him look a little different?
Oh, I have a question.
I don't know if that's a definite answer or not, but you know.
I'm fine with it.
That makes sense.
Is L a Japanese dude?
Who?
I don't know what L is.
In Death Note.
Who? Oh!
Is he the main guy or the...
That's the main detective guy. Dude.
Yeah.
Ooh, since you brought that up, does Light Yagami look like a Japanese person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Mainly the hair, and not the color, but his hair. Like it's not uncommon for, like I said, it's not uncommon for people in Japan to like dye their hair brown or light brown or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like that straight hair going to like a lot of I've kind of curly hair, which is really rare for a Japanese person. I probably got it from my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
But like all of my cousins just have straight flowing hair. They don't have it doesn't curl or anything. It's just straight. Just like their personalities.
God damn, no, shots fired. No,
their personalities aren't straight either. But yeah, they all have straight hair, and they're all black hair. I'm the only one that has like a dark brown hair amongst like my Japanese side of the family. Unless they dye it. But.
So I do have another question. Is there a difference? I mean, like, so a lot of it would be based off of manga, and like, is it Code Geass?
Yeah, Code Geass.
I think Code Geass actually started as an anime, though.
Okay, yeah. Because I was wondering, it's like, how much is there change between mangas and then animes, or generally is it like same? Yeah,
that's a good question. There's sometimes yes, but most of the time they're based off of the original. Like a lot of anime that's been coming out these days actually originated from a light novel series, which is like just like books. Mm. So. Kind of. People in Japan don't want to call them books, so they call them light novels.
Rise of the alt-right hero.
Oh, yeah.
Go read a book. You mean an anime? No, I meant read something else.
But it's mostly just words.
Yeah.
And then you have a picture every now and then. But it's just novels, really.
Yeah.
And so it bases off of that, and then onto a manga sometimes, or straight to an anime. But they'll still base off of the character based on, like, you know, the original character design.
Yeah.
So it's not too different. But sometimes you do see a case where the people in the anime look completely different from what they were supposed to be in the book. And I can't think of an example.
You hate this anime. Well, you don't hate it. You just don't like it. Is Guts Japanese?
Guts is... He's medieval. I think is nowhere near Japanese. Although he has the features of a Japanese person, I guess if you just point out that he has black hair,
I was gonna say
dark eyes, spiked up, which people in Japan do, like they like to spike their hair up. But no, I won't say Guts from Berserk is definitely not Japanese.
All right, what about Griffith?
But is he European?
I don't know what the fuck he is.
I think that's almost like Dragon Ball. That's like their own thing.
Okay. Yeah, this is medieval's thing. I do wonder too. It's like, because with manga, more of those are probably just targeted towards the Japanese audience because it doesn't have as large a reach. So I wonder if it's like, is there a difference if it's an anime and it's intended for a more international audience to where they're like, okay, add more variety to characters.
That's true. That's like
marketing. Yeah, that's
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, but I don't think that's the case because it's like anime characters have been looking like different
people
and for it, like a long like not like even Japanese characters don't look that Japanese, and that's been the same for about I don't know almost as long as like I've been watching anime.
Yeah, which makes sense because you'd think it'd be like it's just if you want a character to be differentiated from other characters, you just make him look kind of. Not out of place, but different than everybody else. And it's going to end up being like oh, you're not exactly, you don't look exactly Japanese, whatever that means. But then it turns into like, but now you have purple or blue hair, like, but that doesn't look like anything. You're not going to be like, oh yeah, Dutch people have purple hair. That's a Dutch person.
Is Motoko Kusanagi a Japanese woman?
Who is that?
That's a trick question. Don't answer it.
I don't know who that is.
Is it a robot? Is she a robot?
Yeah, she is a robot.
Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that a dude?
No, that's a woman.
Is it Major or somebody
else?
Yeah,
Major. They call her the Major in the show, but her real name is Motoko Kusanagi.
Well, she's Scarlett Johansson, so clearly she's white.
And you know what? Oh. I completely supported the decision for Scarlett Johansson to be in that role. Not because Scarlett Johansson is such a great actress.
The live-action movie?
Yeah, the live-action movie.
Was it any good?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, not because she's such a great actress, not because she looks anything like the character, but because the character, once again, even though it is supposed to be a Japanese person, doesn't look like a Japanese person.
Well, that anime one, I think it kind of does look like a Japanese person.
That's...
like the original movie?
That's the crux of it, is that... in some continuities, she is Japanese. Or I think in all of them, she is Japanese. Mm. But her entire body is a cyborg. Or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing is Ghost in the Shell. Yeah. It's just a mind inhabiting a body.
It's just in the future. You can look like whatever you want.
It's
true.
Like, her body is just like, it's like some off-the-shelf, just full body shit with government-grade upgrades. So it's just, she could look like anything, but the person in there is Japanese. So,
yeah. So back to Cody's point.
What about Dutch people in purple hair?
No, I was just explaining how that is a trick question.
Okay, that is true. Yeah. I get what you're going for.
The movie's not bad necessarily.
I mean, only basing it off the name, I would be like, yeah, that's totally a Japanese name. Makoto is like as one of the as Japanese as you can get. You're not gonna have somebody named Nobunaga nowadays, but Makoto, you'll still see.
What if there was?
Nobunaga?
Yeah.
The most Japanese name you can have is Bruce.
Bruce? Yeah. Why would you say that?
Just cause.
That's the new.
The most.
Not even Kato or Kato.
We're just gonna say stuff and then see.
Kato is actually a pretty common Japanese name.
Is it?
Yeah, Kato. Yeah.
Okay. No. Oh God.
Bruce Banneru.
Not like Kato, but Kato.
Ah, okay.
Kato is a pretty common Japanese. But people here would probably just say Kato. Yeah.
God, Cody. Oh, Cody's point about...
Purple Dutch.
No, not purple Dutch people. But the way... Okay, so... illustrators are probably incentivized to draw characters a particular way to, like, market them to the most amount of people. And if you're a person who... What?
Illustrators in general or manga artists?
It's like illustrators in general. Okay. Wait, or you can say what's the difference between those two things?
Because manga artists.
That's why Casper is white.
Because manga artists probably would not even think about marketing when they draw their characters at all.
Ah, okay. Is that because like the manga's like mostly like distributed in Japan or?
I mean that too, but I think so. Mangas in Japan work a lot differently than like comic studios work here. Like let's say Marvel and DC. Marvel and DC has their set of characters that they're already there, and that people, and then there are artists and writers who will get together and draw a story for those characters, right? Mm. Unless they're like independent comics.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but in Japan, when you have a manga, most of the time, like I can probably say 95 to 99% of the time, it's written by that person, and that person decides everything of that manga. Sometimes they might change the storyline a little bit with the editor of the magazine, but most of the time, like since online distribution has become a thing, and like people just draw their shit on Twitter. Can I curse on here?
Yeah, we already did several.
Of course, you can't fucking curse on here, Jack. Do it. The hell do you think this is?
Anyway, so So, like, nowadays, people can just draw their manga and, like, release it on Twitter or release it on just some website or make their own website and release it. They don't really care about what kind of marketing they do. Like, there's been plenty of manga artists, like, that past 2-3 years who's only published their stuff on Twitter and then gotten, like, a book deal out of it.
Damn.
Like, when they have enough pages to fill a book, a publisher will come out and say, hey, we like your stuff. You want to make a book out of it? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they'll get it released digitally and on paperback. I don't really think manga artists are really thinking about like international marketing at like almost at all, even. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, a lot of times they're just drawing what they want to draw.
Gotcha.
And then releasing it on like a public platform a lot of times.
Okay.
And if they're not, they're going to a publishing company, like, you know, Shonen Jump,
mm-hmm.
which is probably like
the most well-known
manga magazine company out there. So people, like, people will take their drawings and their manga to Shonen Jump and see if it's a manga that they would like to have, you know, Shonen Jump would release that. And if they say no, they'll go to another manga publishing company, and then it'll branch off, you know. I just say the famous one first because, like, most people tend to take it to the famous ones first,
mm-hmm.
of course. Because, I mean, it's where most of the money is at, really.
Well, gotta be honest, I don't know of any other publisher other than Shonen Jump.
Jack. Yeah, there's so many. I could just keep going with names. So there are so many. And then nowadays there's also web publishing too.
Yeah.
So there's even more now, but. I can name a lot, and there still could be somebody that comes up to me with a publishing like company, and I might not even know about it.
Jack is currently creating his own Sonic the Hedgehog fan fiction.
I'm not. That is Cody.
Yeah, and y'all want to hear my premise again?
I do.
So it's like Rocky. Sonic's running real hard, and then he trips on a banana ring, and he sprains his ankle. And then he's like, oh, no, I gotta go fast. And then there's a guy, like the guy in Rocky, who's like, but you can't rock. I mean, Sonic.
Is that Tails?
Yeah, it's Tails.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Tails sounds like an old man now.
You'll always lose, Sonic.
He's just injecting him with chili dogs.
Eat these chili dogs.
Dr. Robotnik replaces his mustache hair and just gets a mohawk and gets a tan, and he becomes the new Clubber Lang.
Did you know my last name was Miles Per Hour? It doesn't matter, Sonic. Eat these chili dogs.
Amy.
All right, so I think we can all agree that anime characters look white because of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Whoa. That came out of nowhere.
That's outrageous.
I feel like white supremacy is just misunderstood.
Oh, okay.
We welcome all perspectives on our podcast. You're like, we're going to talk about fascists. We need a fascist.
Let's get a fascist in here. We brought in the corpse of Hitler.
We have a very eclectic assembly of ideas in this room.
Yes.
It's like, just words.
You know, Kyle likes to dress up like a woman.
I find the dresses much more, I guess, freeing than pants.
You should just wear a kilt then.
Mm.
But then Scottish people might get mad for
cultural appropriation.
Yeah. I'll just say that you're Scottish.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they can prove me wrong.
I'm Scottish.
They couldn't prove me wrong. Like, I don't think there's a test for Scottish.
I feel like there's probably not. Or actually, there probably is.
I thought you were about to say, I think that there is.
There might be.
They might be. They might. See how you talk.
23andMe.
Or
102% African.
You have to
participate. Margin of error.
Yeah. You have to participate in the Highland Games and start throwing rocks as far as you can down.
Yes. Just like grab a big old fucking log and fucking toss it.
I can do that. I can do all those things. That actually sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, before video games and stuff. Before television.
Yeah.
Before, like, books.
You haven't played the new sport hit Log Throw 2018.
A pretty good test would be to go to Scottish people Twitter and see if you can understand what they're saying.
Ah, yes. I First think that's of the all, best one.
I'm pretty sure there is no such thing as Scottish people Twitter, but since Lennon said it, this is probably going to get created immediately.
No, there is. There already is.
And, okay.
And you cannot understand a single thing they're saying. But I didn't know you were a moderator of that already.
My name's the Black Scott 88.
Yeah. I do. Okay, I have a question for y'all, I guess. Do, all right. Do black people in anime look weird to y'all?
Yes.
Do they do?
Some
you
of
mean
them.
All three of them?
The bad ones do.
Yeah.
I think every now and then I would see a good one, but...
throw out some names.
My name's Killer B. But you I like to rap.
But you can't.
I'm a black man. Fuck and the ninja.
I would say you can't throw in Mr. Popo.
Okay,
I don't
no Mr. That's... Popo.
Yeah,
because I don't think Mr. Popo is even human.
Oh,
that's
what are you
Japanese
saying?
That's what Japanese people think as well.
Oh, no.
You made the subtext overtext.
No. But I can bring up Dragon Ball and still have another example. Like, so I think Lennon and I talked about this the other day, but the sidekick of the vice president of
Red Ribbon Army guy.
Red Ribbon Army. He was black.
He looked
like, you know.
He looked normal.
Yeah, he looked normal. I made sure Lennon said it first. So How about Hercule?
Hercule.
That is not a black dude.
He's a light-skinned black man.
Nah, Hercule is...
Is it just because
of his
voice
acting? He looks just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't know if he's based on him. I mean, if we're basing it on that,
then Frieza is clearly a black man.
young black girl.
I was going to say, you mean Frieza isn't RuPaul?
Really old grandmother.
God, okay, so...
That's the only example in Dragon Ball that I can think of.
To answer your question, like, I don't really know most because I can't really think of that many examples of black people in anime.
Wasn't there a black chick in Berserk?
I mean,
Casca...
Is she, though?
Yeah, I was gonna say, is she?
I don't know. I hate Berserk, so I don't really care.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it goes back to... I'm sorry, you can
I think ahead. She's just, like, you know... Japanese dark skin.
There's
lady.
No way she's Japanese.
I mean, you know how it is. Like, you just
Japanese
oh, that sounds
too.
Awful. You know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a racist. You know I just know mean. How it is.
Possibly the worst term ever.
I think it's pretty safe to say that nobody in Berserk is Japanese.
Yeah, because it goes back to your previous point of just like, it doesn't even occur, like, we can't even assume it's Earth.
No,
that,
probably not.
That it's
you like
on...
to suck my cock, man.
Did you watch part of Bleach, or did you read it at all?
I read most of Bleach, yeah.
Is that one black girl not black?
Which one?
I think her name is Yorichi.
Oh, Yorichi?
She doesn't count.
Yeah, you see.
She's a cat, though.
Because there just aren't that many examples, man.
No. I mean, Chad is definitively a Mexican Japanese dude.
Yeah,
which is like, okay, you
I
did
like Chad.
That,
Chad's,
but
Chad's
you
a cool guy.
You can't give me a definitive answer on her, but
because her name and her name is Yorichi. That's like
but that dude's name is fucking Chad.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I would think of a Mexican-Japanese person when you said Chad.
I would assume Chad is not Japanese.
Oh, no, he's half Japanese, half Latino.
Yeah.
Also, whenever he's on screen, Spanish music plays.
I think that's just Japanese people's ignorance.
I was going to say that, like, oh, you're half Japanese, half Latino, so you're Latino then.
Like,
okay.
Because like Japan... Is okay. I did not see a single foreign person except for my dad until I left Japan.
Mm.
Or until I got to Tokyo. I'm from a pretty
backwater town.
I'm from a country prefecture. So now there's a lot of it's Akita, and Akita has one of the best international schools in Japan. So nowadays I see, well, not one of, not it's not the greatest, but it is like Akita in general has like a really high like education rate, and also not unrelated, a lot of a high suicide rate.
What?
You either
Why would
graduate
you even throw
or die?
That in, Jack?
Because it's completely related. But so But when I was a kid, that was, they didn't have a lot of exchange programs in Akita, and also there's really no business for a foreign person to ever even go to Akita because it's not country. Mm. It's not country enough for like a tourist visit. It's not even country enough for Japanese people to come for a tourist visit. But there's nothing major in Akita for you to go visit, so everyone skips over and goes to Hokkaido instead. But so if I was a kid, like until 7 or 8. And didn't see a single like foreign person other than my dad. And of course, when I it's my dad, so I'm not gonna think, oh, he's a foreigner. He's like, I'm not gonna think that. Right?
That man is a five in earth.
I hate you, man.
Giving us the numbers.
Wait a minute.
Also, I find it funny that Jack didn't refer to his father as a foreigner when he was a child.
No. Like, it's my dad.
Who are you?
Get out of here, you.
Go away. So even when I didn't understand English until like in high school here, which is late because I got here when I was like 8. So whenever my dad and like my mom was speaking English, it was just like, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about, but they're clearly fighting.
I was gonna make a joke and say they're just talking shit about you. Yeah.
But that got dark kind of quick.
You know, we should have never come to Japan. Anyway, so anyway, going back to the whole like Japanese people and foreigners thing and why you don't see a lot of foreigners in like Japanese like anime or manga. I think that's the reason why. Like the same reason I didn't see a lot of foreign people until I went to like Tokyo, and specifically at Tokyo Airport. So of course I'm gonna see a lot of foreign people there.
I guess that makes sense. So I feel like the question would be after that is, would you prefer that there'd be people that are like visually just dark skin, so you say they're black, but then their culture is never addressed or anything? You're just like, okay, that's the best they can do, because otherwise they'd end up being terrible stereotypes. They're like, this is a black person.
I guess if I was to say a message, it'd be please forgive Japanese people's ignorance. They just don't know.
Also, you do see a lot of foreigners in anime. You just think they're Japanese.
We circled back around.
What? I mean, I don't know.
I feel like you would also be a foreigner if you're from a different planet.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Aliens are foreigners.
Literal.
I mean, it doesn't count, but it counts. Piccolo is a black dude. Like, he's the only good black dude in that show.
He's green skin.
But he's black.
How? How is he black?
He just is.
Because he's cool, man.
No, see, I know exactly what Lyndon is talking about, because I've also seen many a meme that says, if you were a black kid and you watched Dragon Ball Z, you immediately identify with Piccolo. I don't know how it works, but I just feel in my soul that it's true.
Huh. I think it's...
I would have never come to that connection.
It's only enforcing the stereotype that black people can extend their arms triple far.
Or regrow their limbs.
Yeah.
Regrow their limbs.
I mean, I guess, like, if you take it deeper, it's mostly just because Piccolo is obviously the other in that series. Mm. Like, there is no one...
Really?
More, yeah,
Piccolo,
like...
Piccolo, he destroyed several nations and never was enslaved by anyone,
but then
enslaved a Japanese / white kid.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
To fight for him.
Wait, is
no,
that Piccolo?
No, no, he didn't. He died.
No, he just abducted
is that
him.
Piccolo or King Piccolo?
He could have left whenever he wanted.
Man, he adopted that kid because his deadbeat dad wants to fight people all the time.
I got a ghost, son. I'm going to be in a space ball forever.
Yeah. You know, I got a mom too, though, right? Don't worry about it. We'll live in caves and stuff.
Will you take me to school, Mr. Piccolo?
Only after you fight me.
Here, put on this armor.
I completely forgot about that part of the anime. Where Piccolo basically raises Gohan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because Goku isn't there.
I mean, you can see it in the manga, even. That's why Gohan looks up to Piccolo so much.
Yeah.
That's why
he took care of him.
That's why Gohan wears his uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he wears Goku's, and then he gets fucking marked up.
I think as much as I hate shoulder pads, Piccolo's
cape is the raddest.
I wouldn't say it's rad. Like, Gohan wearing Piccolo's outfit is like a badass Gohan.
Gohan do the Piccolo thing?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think
they can. Special beam can.
They never showed in the manga or anime doing that.
All right, back to my point, my previous point. Why black people, why some black people identify with Piccolo. Continuing from, mostly because, like I was continuing to say, is that in comparison to all the other characters on that, all the other main characters on that show, not counting like Frieza or like any like of the other alien characters, because like, yeah, not counting them. Before them, Piccolo was like the only, like, he was like the other character, like in quotation marks.
Piccolo.
Like, there was a clear difference between him and everybody else on that planet.
Yeah,
and
about Chiao Tzu.
Chiao Tzu's a Chinese vampire kid, I think. Whatever.
if I had to give Chiao Tzu something, then yeah, he's definitely a Chinese.
He looks like a doll to me.
Chinese Kyonsees?
Whatever it is, it's definitely a Chinese vampire ghost thing.
And so is Tien, really.
Tien's a...
I mean, Tien in Japanese was Ten Shin Han. There was like, he's definitely Chinese. I mean, and then all his that whole gang, Chiao Tzu, Tien, that Tao Pai Pai, what's his name? They're all pretty clearly.
And they called him General Tao in the American. Like, I'm not joking.
I think they did. Did all the Chinese characters on that show start off as enemies of Goku?
Yes.
All the ones that pop up, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Goku's the hero, and he's, like, this little kid fighting in this tournament. Yeah. And
that was, like, early days of Dragon Ball, too.
And Tien is just wrecking his shit all day.
Although, that's another thing that's different. Like, the manga version of that and the anime is actually really, really different. Like... In the anime, you see Chiao Tzu as this like frail kid who can do some stuff, right? Like he fights in the Budokai Championship and whatnot. But he sees Tao Pai Pai kill one of the Red Ribbon Army dudes, and Chiao Tzu is like scared shitless of him. but in the manga, the first time you see Chiao Tzu ever is in the Budokai, and he's just a fucking kid that can do stuff. I'm not scared of anything.
I think this might be the most niche episode we've ever
done.
That's
true. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm enjoying it.
I'm having fun. Like, when you put this up, Cody, can you just, like, make it, like, special episode? Colon.
Mostly Dragon Ball also. Why do Japanese characters look white?
Yeah, I think it started off niche, then we started talking about Dragon Ball, and now everybody's like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember?
Yeah, I think that's the one common thing about the
America.
No, one common thing about like everyone in this room is that I think we all at least know Dragon Ball. As far as Matt, I know you don't watch.
I do not watch anime. No,
but you
none.
Do
how
Dragon
dare
Ball.
You?
Yeah.
No wonder you haven't been contributing to the conversation.
I do not watch anime in the least bit.
What's wrong with you, man?
Like, it just doesn't interest you, right?
I'm a it's white because person, they're
still- But plenty of other white people I know watch anime. Why
I mean, I guess
I
like,
mean, do I hang out with any of those white people? No, not at all.
I think those are classified as weebs.
Most of them, yeah.
See, here's the thing. I think what it is that the genre of sort of shows and movies that I typically enjoy, it probably goes like comedy is number one. And comedy, a lot of the time, does not translate between cultures.
You should definitely watch Grave of the Fireflies. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa. Wow. No. Grave of the Firefly is what I call a cheap movie. Like, I enjoy Grave of the Firefly. I think it's a good movie. But it's a movie where the whole aim of the movie is to get you to cry about these... like people who survived war.
Oh.
Mostly civilians of war.
Fun.
And
they starve to death.
Yeah, spoiler, they're both dead at the end of the show, end of the movie. I say it's a cheap movie because it's trying to get cheap tears out of you is all it's doing. To me, like I still like that movie. I think it's visually a very good movie. Well animated, well drawn. They look like Japanese people.
Yeah, they do look like Japanese people.
And it's, yeah, it's, but it's a very cheap movie to me. But that being said, I still like that movie a lot.
Now I'm just imagining Jack just watching that movie just in silent judgment. Oh, I cried.
I cried in that movie. And then when I was done, I was like, what a cheap-ass fucking movie this is. It's made just so you can cry.
Has anybody done a Twitch stream of watching Grave of the Fireflies?
Oh, man.
I guess I'll do it tonight.
You could do it.
You're pretty tight. Man. Get all those views.
Yeah.
Subscriptions.
I think Hayao Miyazaki talked shit about that movie.
Really?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
It's Hayao Miyazaki, the legendary shit talker who makes cool things.
Also,
did he make that movie?
No.
Why he talks shit about
Studio
it.
No, but I couldn't give you an example. I'm sure he's praised other people's movies before. Except his sons, I think.
I think he doesn't think
very highly of his sons' movies.
I think Hayao Miyazaki is Japan's version of Alan Moore.
No.
Like Alan Moore hates.
How cranky is he? That's a question.
Are you talking about the Warlock?
Yes.
I mean, from what I've seen, Hayao Miyazaki is like a pretty, really pleasant person to work with. Like all the making of. Like I saw. One of the ones I saw was Making of, Spirited Away.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's super pleasant to work with. He's never, talking to any of his staff or, he's constantly complaining to himself about how animating is the most tedious thing he can do. But, I mean, that's what he does. He still does it really well. And whenever he talks to, all the voice actors and all his staff, it's pretty pleasant. He's never... that video of him destroying this man's dream by talking about how he doesn't want to use his 3D animation program that makes, creepy creatures crawl around. Even when he was destroying that dude's dreams, when I was listening to it in Japanese, it was pretty. It was pretty polite. It was not. He did not insult the man at all, but he insulted the program.
He insulted his soul. That's what he did.
That seems worse. I mean, it seems like
it
it's
might
aborted.
Be, but it was. But he was not. It didn't seem all that rude to me.
You are
it
not seemed, a
it
shit se- person.
It seemed like he was stating.
But you create shit.
He is state. He was state. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Oh, okay.
But it was kind of like that. Because he did say that his animation was an insult to humanity.
Jesus Christ.
It's
are
not
serious?
You with your hand.
That's not true. He didn't do that.
He did say it. And I can kind of see where he's coming from a little bit. But I don't think it warranted that. But at the same time, I'm wondering, why was that 3D animation being presented to him? I don't get why that was.
Because he's the standard.
Because he's, yeah, not that this is the standard.
Yeah,
but
without the whole background, why was he there looking at these animations?
It'd be like if...
Or did they come to him and then show him
okay,
the animations?
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's like, it'd be like if I wanted to show Michael Jordan my jump shot. And he would have every right to tell me to put down the ball and leave the court.
Yeah, that's the thing. If those 3D animators came to Miyazaki and then showed him this, and then Miyazaki said that, then that was the politest way he could say that to them.
I was thinking if it's some virtuoso musician got shown some SoundCloud rap. They're like, you guys do the same thing. You guys are both musicians. How do you think about this? And it's a sparse beat poof, poof, and then just a drone behind it just and then some dude going
that. Literally that. Just mumble rap.
Wait.
They're like, you guys do the same thing.
Wait, professional musician, you haven't seen his face yet.
But that's how I feel about that bit, at least for Miyazaki is pretty much like the Japan standard for their like classic anime movies.
Well, okay, I said Alan Moore. What if he's Walt Disney? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, probably more close. I mean, they are part of Disney when their movie comes out in the U.S. So they go through Disney.
I did not know that. Oh yeah,
that's why they can get. That's why
less of an anti-Semite.
That's why they can get a lot of like good people to voice, do voice acting instead of like as far as I've heard, anime TV shows don't really get a good dub. I mean, Cowboy Bebop being an exception.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of times they don't get a good dub is what I hear. I hear a lot of times that most people would prefer to read the subtitles and just watch it with their. Maybe not you. I don't know, but
I prefer that.
I prefer the subs. Because fucking I want to watch it now. I don't wait for this shit.
Is there I don't know.
Good voice acting.
Aside from Cowboy Bebop and Samurai Champloo, is there any other anime that has good voice acting?
I think
Jack's like, I don't know because I can actually understand Japanese, so it's all dumb to me.
Evangelion starts off pretty rough, but once they hit their stride, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Full Metal Alchemist is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Code Geass is pretty great, too.
Is it?
I guess. It counts.
I didn't watch it anymore.
It is.
I wouldn't know.
Death Note's pretty legit.
Yeah. I feel like all the mainstream ones would be pretty good.
I mean, all the, like, what about not Bleach? As popular. Bleach?
Hey,
You know what? What about Naruto?
Oh, no.
No?
I just don't like Naruto's voice is all. The English voice, or the Japanese voice, for that matter.
Okay.
Hey, how Japanese does Ichigo Kurosaki look with his flaming red hair?
Looks pretty Japanese, man. I didn't doubt for a second that he wasn't Japanese. Mainly because they introduced him as Ichigo Kurosaki.
This just goes back to my point, like, if I moved to Japan, if I was an anime character, I think I would be considered Japanese based on just a few things. One, I speak Japanese. Two, like, I would have a Japanese name.
If you yourself just now went to Japan with a Japanese name and spoke fluent Japanese.
According
to anime.
Like, according to anime, I would be Japanese.
Nah.
Kyle Ichiro Dobbinsaki.
Dobbinson.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You might be on paper.
Oh, okay.
Just on paper, but people might not understand that you're not Japanese. I will acknowledge you're Japanese.
I appreciate that, Jack.
I can't speak for all the rest of them.
All right, yeah. So closing thoughts for everybody. Anime characters look white for the most part
Anime characters are anime characters.
I've seen about 4 animes in my life. So, they look like animes?
That's a good dodge. They look like cartoons.
Most of the cartoons I watch have animals in them. I like cartoon animals.
That squirrel with those huge balls doesn't look Japanese.
Tanukis?
Those are real.
Yeah. You mean those balls? They really do have huge balls?
I mean, not like that. Not like in anime, but yeah, they do have huge balls. Noticeable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anime's pretty cool. Piccolo's black. That's pretty much it.
I think it just depends on the anime. And there's a lot of characters that just look distinct and look like nothing in particular. Again, going to hair color, it's like, purple hair. With purple hair.
I mean, my favorite anime, the main character has pink hair, so yeah. But they also live on Mars.
What anime is that?
Huh? It's called Aria.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my favorite animes.
Martian successor Nadesco.
She's not Martian. She actually goes from Earth, and at that point, Earth is known as Manhome. Oh. Just because they just have to have a different name for Earth, I guess, in that manga. Yeah, I don't think the artist really thought about the name other than...
Side note, there are lots of black people in Terra for Mars. or are Terraformers, they? Whichever one it is. You know, the one where the black people are clearly bugs. I have my own opinions
about this. Like the roach people.
And on that note, we're going to shut this thing down. I'm Kyle.
I'm Cody.
I'm Matt.
I'm Liz.
I'm Jack, I guess.
And this has been Jambalaya.
Goodbye.